Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 81, numéro 81. Happy New Year. Bonne année 2022 à tous. I am so happy to be back with you on the podcast. Having a break was great to recharge and refresh, but I definitely missed talking to all of you. If you are new here, make sure you download your lessons cheat sheet so you can see the words while listening to the lesson. The link is in the episode, not on the podcast platform you're listening to. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons exercises. It's free. Okay, now let's get straight into our lesson. Today, we're learning some vocabulary. You learn how to translate the word time in French. More specifically, you learn five different ways to translate the word time in French. There are more ways to translate it, but we'll focus on the main ones today, the one that I really want you to know. So here are five ways to translate the word time in French. L'heure, la foi, le temps, le moment, l'époque. Now let's see which one to choose. And they aren't interchangeable, by the way. You can't use one instead of the other. Number one, use l'heure to express a time related to the clock. For example, quelle heure est-il? What time is it? Quelle heure est-il? Number two, use la foi to express the number of times something happens, or happened, or will happen. For example, je fais du sport trois fois par semaine. I exercise three times a week. Je fais du sport trois fois par semaine. Number three, use le temps to express a length of time. For example, il n'a pas le temps de faire ses devoirs. He doesn't have time to do his homework. Il n'a pas le temps de faire ses devoirs. Number four, use le moment to express a particular moment in time. For example, ce n'est pas le bon moment. It's not the right time. Ce n'est pas le bon moment. Number five, use l'époque to express a particular period of time, often in the past, but not always, or an era. For example, à l'époque, il n'y avait pas Internet. At the time, there was no Internet. À l'époque, il n'y avait pas Internet. So, let's just recap everything. Five ways to translate the word time in French. L'heure. Quelle heure est-il? La foi. Je fais du sport trois fois par semaine. Le temps. Il n'a pas le temps de faire ses devoirs. Le moment. Ce n'est pas le bon moment. L'époque. À l'époque, il n'y avait pas Internet. That's it. Now you know how to translate the word time in French correctly. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, I'd really appreciate a review on Apple Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'll chat with you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.